All right, where's my man Jaden? Oh, there you are. So, Jaden, you get to ask the first question today. I hope it's a good one. All right, so you get to set this off today.
Well, Coach, there's been reports that Robert Griffin III has been cleared for non-contact work. What is the status on him? And if he is healthy, will he play again this season?
Well, I think that's a good question there, Jaden. He has definitely been cleared for practice without contact. You know, there's a chance that things will work out. He still has to get – there's another procedure that he needs to go through medically to see for sure if he's totally okay, if the bones heal totally properly. But he will have an opportunity to start practicing next week and, you know, go out there with his teammates and perform and do what he can do. But there still will be one more medical hurdle for him to clear to be totally clear to play. Good question. Absolutely. Better dressed, too, the whole nine yards. All right, so what do we have today?
Thank you. Jamie Collins, the fact he's been able to come in and have an impact right away, I guess, what does that say about him, and how much better can he get when he's been with you guys for more than just a couple weeks?
Yeah, he's a really good football player. He's different, you know, in the sense that he knows how to play. Not that our guys don't. I mean, he's a different player. He's a tremendous athlete. He's smart. He's bright. I think football is very important to him. And it says that because he did. He walked in here and hit the ground running. You know, he's played in two football games, and I think everybody can see the potential that he has. So I think the more he's with us, the more he's with our coaches, the more he's with his teammates, the better he's going to be. You know, so, you know, he's versatile. You know, he can play a lot of different spots, so he gives us a lot of flexibility. And it'd be a coup if we can keep him here.
Did you have to talk to him or some or Ray or somebody? I mean, it has to be a culture shock going from a first place team to a team that's young and just.
You know, it was my first phone call with him. You know, I wanted to, you know, make sure we dealt with the elephant in the room. And, you know, normally when you say things like that, you look for the response of the player. And all he said is, Coach, this is business. I get it. You know, he goes, I'm excited about my opportunity in Cleveland. I'm going to come there and give it everything I have. And that's what he's done. He's done nothing less of that. So I think he dealt with it himself personally before the phone call was ever made. And since he's been here, I don't think he is batting an eye. I mean, it's been let's go. I mean, he's trying to rally his teammates, and he's trying to do everything he can to help us win games, and there's no question about that.
Thank you. Go back to what you said about RG3. Is it possible? I mean, the timing of this test or exam he has to have, is that next week, and could he play a week from Sunday?
I don't know that for sure, but he definitely has to have this test in order to move forward, you know, to take the non-contact part off of him. So I think it's next week. I don't know exactly what day, but I think it is next week at some point.
You mentioned earlier in the week, you know, this kind of the three key guys for the Steelers offense. When you think of Antonio Brown, what comes to mind? Why is he one of the best?
Magic. I mean, you know, obviously I've competed against this guy a ton of times, even coaching on defense. He has an undeniable determination to play the game and to be the best on the field each and every week. I mean, he's trying to embarrass you. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he walks out there and he wants to catch every football. And when you throw it to him, you almost believe he can catch every football. When he drops one, I think everybody's really surprised. He's just that determined, plays with an unbelievable passion and a fire in his belly, and it shows by the way he plays. So stature, how big a guy is, how small a guy is, doesn't matter because he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he is one of the best players I've ever seen.
Earlier today. Mm-hmm. Is this maybe the week when we see him?
We'll see. I mean, Corey's getting himself, you know, totally back acclimated to offense, and doing those things first and foremost. I mean, I want to see him play receiver first before I even entertain sticking him back there. I want to see him play as well as he can play on our side of the ball. Obviously, I think Duke's done a great job, you know, and I don't want to upset the apple cart back there. Could we see him before the year is out back there? Yes, we could. But right now, I want to really concentrate on him playing wide receiver.
Jarrell said early in the week that the 3 days for the weekend helped his hamstring. Have you seen that in practice? Does he look healthier?
Yeah. No, he does. I think he's getting further removed from, you know, when he first got the injury to where he is today. And I think we've done a great job of managing it, you know, to make sure he's out there. And he's done a great job. You know, he's been out there because he's wanted to be out there. I'm talking about playing and practicing. So Terrell hasn't missed anything. Every now and then we might back off of him a little bit, but he's been a trooper that way. He's done a great job.